With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Marr County Commissioners signed an emergency declaration this afternoon due to a power outage that began this morning. County residents, including those in the town of White Sulphur Springs, have been without power since around 8 o'clock this morning. According to the Marr County Fire Chief and Disaster and Emergency Service Coordinator Rick Seidlitz, the county is working to help residents affected by the outage.
But our biggest concern is for a large elderly population, and a lot of them on oxygen. Their condensers don't work with no power either, so they're on regular oxygen tanks.
Seidlitz says they are working to distribute tanks to those who may have run out. He says the outage has affected many businesses, including gas stations, which couldn't pump fuel. Schools also faced problems, as Northwestern originally said the problem would be fixed within 2 hours.
You know, at 8 o'clock, they're trying to determine if they're going to send the kids home or keep them. And the information they got was only going to be 2 hours. Well, they can deal with that. 2 hours passed, and they said, well, another 2 hours. Well, that gets them into lunch. And I said, well, if it's only going to be another 2 hours, we can still keep them. Well, of course, they didn't have any power for lunch.
Northwestern Energy spokesperson Brandy Powers says an equipment failure at the 2 Dot substation led to the outage.
You know, as we assess the line, I mean, we're trying to provide accurate information and restoring power as soon as possible. Because this was a breaker issue, as power is restored, it doesn't hold. So they are continuing to try and make the fix.
Powers says crews have been working since this morning, and they hope to have power restored by 6 p.m. She says the outage impacted around 1,400 customers. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.